I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. Yeah, this is my wish. I hope you never look back, but you never forget all the ones who love you in the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. Yeah, this is my wish. Yeah. My wish for you is that this life becomes
here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Two individuals, Dallas Aaron Umber and Matthew Allison, in custody and facing charges of trying to start a race war using the messaging app Telegram.
Federal officials are growing increasingly concerned that domestic extremists are finding safe haven on this site to be able to go and share information like bomb-making instructions, how to carry out a mass attack targeting places like synagogues or ethnic centers. And that's what's laid out in detail in this indictment. That this elevated not to just words, but there were three individuals tied to this group who actually either sought to or did carry out attacks that resulted in deaths.
ABC's Alex Mallon. Vice President President Harris and former President Trump debate tonight at Philadelphia's National Constitution Center, 9 p.m. on ABC. The search for accused I-75 sniper Joseph Couch continues in southeast Kentucky. He's charged with shooting 12 vehicles with a semi-automatic rifle on Saturday, wounding 5 people. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets, October up 69 to 23.53, November up 60 to 22.89, December up 51 to 21.95, January milk up 54 to 20.74. Cheese markets, barrels up 1 to 228.5, 40-pound blocks steady at 227, no trades on the day. Cash butter up 1.5 to 319, no trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 138, 4 trades on the day. Dry whey up a quarter to 59 even and 3 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher on the day. Strength in the boxed beef prices helping to support the markets, along with some short covering as well in the markets after losses early in the session. Hog markets were mixed lower in the nearby months due to some lower cash values, but higher in deferreds on some bull spread trades and also higher midday pork cutout values. October live cattle up $1.75 to $176.92. September feeder cattle up $3.42 to $237.72. October hogs down 70 cents to $78.80. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all higher, a little bit of a risk on type of trade in the grain markets yesterday. Also, a new sale of soybeans announced to China, helping to support the markets, and also some dry weather as well in South America, helping to support the markets as well on the day. September corn up a half to 384 and a quarter. New crop 25 up a quarter to 445. September beans up 10 and three quarters to 10 even. New crop 25 up 12 and a quarter to 1063. Chicago wheat, September up 2.25 to 555 and a half. And Minneapolis wheat, December was down 7 to 606 and three quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 352, October 352, new crop 357, cash beans at 938, October 938, new crop 949. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 369 and a quarter, October 362 and a quarter, new crop 362 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 359, October 364, new crop
$3.59. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound Cash Corn $3.52, New Crop $3.52, Cash Beans $9.63, New Crop $9.43. Allied Cooperative Blair Cash Corn $3.57, New Crop $3.57, Cash Beans $9.56, New Crop $9.38. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.67, new crop $3.63, cash beans $9.58, new crop $9.56. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.47, new crop $3.55, cash beans $9.68, new crop $9.50. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 170 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 157 to 176, market cows 104 to 127, bulls 127 to 172, calves 265 to 860, beef steers 200 to 445, Holstein steers 150 to 335, sheep markets, market lambs 190 and down, light lambs 215 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets, does 145 and down, bucks 175 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-7300. That's 800-702-7300. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to 82 for a high. The wind south 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight we'll drop down to 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 86. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 88. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get there, and it is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire.
on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dad come heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. 'Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Whoa, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Thanks for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
I remember walking round the court square sidewalks, looking in windows at things I couldn't want. There's Johnson's Hardware and Morgan's Jewelry and the old Lee King's apothecary. They were the little man. The little man. I go back now, the stores are empty, except an old Coke sign dated 1950. Boarded up like they never existed, but renovated and called historic districts. There goes the little man. There goes the little man. Now the court square's just a set of streets that people go around, but they seldom think about the little man that built this town before the big money shut him down and killed the little man. Oh, the little man. He pumped your gas and he cleaned your glass. One cold rainy night he fixed your flat. A new store came where you do it yourself. You buy a lotto ticket and food off the shelf. Forget the little man. Forget about that little man. He hung on there for a few more years. He couldn't sell Slurpees, he wouldn't sell beer. Now the bank rents a station to a man down the road, and they sell Velvet Elvis secondhand clothes. There goes the little man. There goes another little man. Now the court square's just a set of streets, and people go around, but they seldom think about the little man that built this town before the big money shut him down and killed the little man. Oh, the little man. Now the stores are lined up in a concrete strip. You can buy the whole world in just one trip. You save a penny cause it's jumbo size. They don't even realize they're killing the little man. Oh, the little man. Now the court square's just a set of streets. And people go around, but they seldom think about the little man that built this town before the big money shut him down and killed the little man. Oh, the little man. It wasn't long ago when I was a child, an old black man came with his mule and his plow. Broke the ground where we grew our garden, back before we'd all forgotten about the little man. The little man. Long live the little man. God bless.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Alan Jackson and Little Man. Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Clear sky across the region this morning, temperatures mid to upper 50s. Another beautiful day today with the highs in the low 80s. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we'll have David Geiger in talking about artificial intelligence, how it could help on the farm. That'll be in our Newsmaker segment coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The University of Missouri's Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute sees lower prices for farmers over the next several years. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Twice yearly, the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri releases a highly anticipated baseline update for U.S. agriculture markets. The most recent reflects information available mid-August. Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Institute Director, says large global stocks are keeping prices on grains low across the board.
Yeah, we've got a lot of supplies globally right now, and unless there's something, a big change on the demand side of the picture, ordinary weather conditions around the world the next several years would lead to continued large supplies. Obviously, we're going to have some weather shocks and the like in the near term, so we don't know which year will be a good year, which will be might be a bad year. But on average, we think current prices are more or less reflective of the current market situation.
Westhoff adds, there's no incentive at this point for farmers to consider big acreage shifting for 2025.
Given our current snapshot, which of course will change in the months ahead, we're seeing lower prices for almost all the major crops that are being produced. So it's not as if by switching from one crop to another, you can come out ahead. So we don't expect to see, right now at least, major shifts in acreage in 2024, or 2025, I should say.
On the livestock front, current data does not point for much relief in sight for pork producers.
We're still talking about relatively narrow margins, so still losses for some producers in 2024, maybe into 2025 as well. We think eventually that has to translate into a bit lower production. But when that might occur is hard to predict. You know, we do have, in our baseline, a very slight downturn in production in 2026. That's mildly supportive of prices, but we're not talking about, you know, high profit levels anytime soon.
Westhoff says milk prices are predicted to remain stable for the next several years.
If feed costs come down, that may indeed be able to get people back to a break-even or maybe slight profits for the most efficient producers. But we're not talking about high levels of profitability in the dairy industry anytime soon. We'll continue to have contraction of the herds that are higher cost producers and continued concentration industry in the years ahead. Dairy, like almost any other major commodity, is very reliant on international markets these days. So changes in production in New Zealand and Australia and changes in demand from China and other countries can swing those prices around dramatically from one year to the next, as we've seen.
That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to 82 for a high. The wind south 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight we'll drop down to 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 86. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 88. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get there, and it is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Then it's fast cars, rock and roll guitars, lighting up behind the
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Terry Clark, when boy meets girl, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 50s across the region with a clear sky. USDA has announced new funding for the Agriculture Conservation Easement Program for fiscal year 2025. Now, NRCS will be accepting applications as well. Interested producers, landowners, and partners should apply by the next two ranking dates. You have either October 1st or December 20th at the local NRCS office, and that'll be to be considered for the next two state-led funding cycles. In addition, any application submitted to NRCS that was unfunded in fiscal year 2024 will automatically be reconsidered during the October 4th funding cycle. If you have any questions, just contact the NRCS office. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTx. At their Ag Outlook Forum back in February, the USDA estimated that net farm income would drop more than 25% this year. But now, after months of strong prices in the livestock sector, the agency says the drop will be much smaller. I'll have more after this.
AGCO is proud to launch PTx, a new leading brand that aligns precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTx Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season, PTx is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
The USDA's September forecast released last week puts net farm income at $140 billion. That does represent a $6.5 billion decline from 2023, but that's far less dramatic than the original February prediction of a 26% drop. In fact, the 2024 total would be the fourth highest on record if these trends continue. A big factor in the revision upward is stronger than expected performance through the livestock sector. Farmers are seeing increased revenue from eggs, milk, cattle, and broiler chickens, leading to a projected 7.1% rise in livestock receipts. In contrast, crop receipts are forecast to drop by $27.5 billion, driven by lower prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat. Production expenses also played a crucial role in narrowing the expected decline. For the first time since 2018, expenses are projected to fall, with a $4.4 billion decrease in 2024. Lower feed costs are the biggest contributor, particularly benefiting livestock producers. Fertilizer, pesticides, and fuel costs, however, are also on the decline, further easing some of the financial strain. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack acknowledged the tough year crop producers are facing. He noted, however, that farm income remains well above the 20-year average and pointed out that the last 4 years have been more profitable for farmers compared to the previous four. On the policy side, farm groups are using this downturn to call for stronger crop subsidy programs in the upcoming farm bill. Zippy Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, highlighted the need for Congress to step up amid high inflation and severe weather conditions that are pushing crop prices lower. Duval's remarks reflect growing concern that crop producers, particularly those in corn, beans, and wheat, are experiencing steep income drops, with wheat farmers expected to see the largest percentage decline. I'll be back with more after this.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Yes, according to the USDA's September update, overall net farm income has been stronger this year than anticipated, but the impact isn't felt evenly across the board. Livestock and dairy producers are faring much better thanks to stronger prices and lower feed costs, while crop producers, particularly those in corn, soy, and wheat, are bearing the brunt of the financial strain. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's that feeling that someone is standing behind me, and I turn around and there's no one there. And it's the sensation that someone just whispered, yeah, I still hear your voice, but you're not really here. Your memory is like a ghost, and my heart is its host. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. All by myself in a crowded room on my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. 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 You said you'd love me forever. Then you said it's over and left me without the missing link. I thought I'd forget you, but I guess I forgot to. And lately I've been too confused to think. When I reach for someone new, it's like I'm touching you. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. Crowded room or my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to.
I can still feel you. I can still feel you. Oh, I can still feel you.
A moth to flame. Mama raised me right, that just leaves me to blame. But when I get a little sideways on honky tonk tear, I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Cowgirls with an attitude, boots and tight blue jeans, take my mind off doing right and doing other things. When the weekend's gone, I won't have a dime to spare. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Monday morning I wake up with a hammer in my hand, the boss man yelling something at me that I don't understand. I sure know I'm there. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care.
Wabashaw Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in at all. hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Oh, Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you catch me if ever I fall.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 6 days suitable for field work during the week ending September 8th, according to USDA. Farmers took advantage of the cool and dry weather for field work, including finishing up the small grain harvest, digging potatoes, cutting hay, and planting fall seeded crops. Corn in the dough stage reached 90%. 58% of corn has reached the dent stage. 5% of the corn crop was mature. Corn for silage harvest was at 9% complete. Corn condition was at 64% good to excellent. Soybeans were nearly finished setting pods, while coloring reached 45%. 10% of soybeans are beginning to drop leaves. Soybean condition rated at 62% good to excellent. Oats were 98% harvested. Winter wheat planting was at 11% complete, with scattered emergence observed. Third cutting alfalfa hay was at 96% complete, fourth cutting at 44% complete. All hay condition was rated at 77% good to excellent. The potato harvest at 42% complete. Potato condition was at 88% good to excellent. Over the weekend, Missouri officials identified a person sick with the H5N1 virus despite having no known contact with animals. Farm Policy News from the University of Illinois says this is the first case of the virus this year not linked to farm work. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said last week that the Missouri patient was hospitalized and treated with antiviral medications. The patient has since recovered and has been discharged from the hospital. This is the 14th case of H5N1 infection in humans this year. 10 cases were reported in Colorado, 2 in Michigan, and 1 in Texas, all amid an outbreak in animals. Before this year, there was only one reported case of the H5N1 in the U.S. in a poultry worker from Colorado who was infected in 2022. Possible signs of human infection include fever, chills, cough, sore throat, and/or pink eye, along with a runny nose. Drawing attention to the worsening economic conditions impacting the nation's food growers, over 300 national and state groups like the National Corn Growers Association sent a letter to congressional leaders about the need for a new farm bill. Signatories stressed the significant need for a new bill before the end of 2024. It's critical that Congress pass a new farm bill that strengthens the safety net, as many producers are facing multiple years of not being profitable, and it's causing their overall financial situation to deteriorate, the letter said. Some will have challenges as they seek operating credit for the 2025 crop year. As the farm bill delays continued, producers across the country have faced headwinds ranging from extreme weather to high input costs and uncertain global demand to supply chain disruptions. Farmers and their allies say these challenges exposed areas of the Farm Bill that need to be strengthened. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says its food price index stood at 120.7 points in August, down marginally from July. Decreases in the price indices for sugar, meat, and cereals outweighed increases for those in vegetable oils and dairy products. The food price index was 1.1% lower than August of 2023 and 25% below the 160.3 points reached in March of 2022. The cereal price index averaged 110.1 points in August, down 0.6 of a point from July and 15 points from last year. The dairy price index had the biggest jump, rising 2.8 points from July to 130.6 points. That's 16 points above last year. The vegetable oil price index hit 136 points, 1 point higher than in July, while the meat index was up 0.9 of a point to 119.5. Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, arrived in Ho Chi Minh City to launch a USDA-sponsored agribusiness trade mission to Vietnam. Taylor's delegation included officials from 60 U.S. agribusinesses and farm organizations in 9 State Departments of Agriculture, seeking to develop and expand business opportunities with importers in Vietnam and other Southeast Asian countries. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to 82 for a high. The wind south 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight we'll drop down to 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 86. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 88. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get there, and it is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
picture from the Black Lagoon. I try to think about high heels and good deals, anything to get me through. I just can't concentrate. You're all I think about these days. I try to contemplate the cosmos and what goes round and round the sky at night. I try to think about a champagne, a freight train slowly rolling out of sight. I try to focus on the headlines, the street crimes. Every time I think I might, I just can't concentrate. You're all I think about these days. My mind wanders where it will, and when it settles right on you, I forget what I should say.
I try to think about Shakespeare.